The art of the dry, flat reed. The real person reed has been around now for about 10 to 12 years. I can remember auditioning at major advertising agencies and for casting directors who called me into audition because I was among the first to take this real person reed seriously. This was before most people had recording studios. So we used to audition in person at our agent's office or at the advertising agency or at the casting director's office. It was a good opportunity because now we're by ourselves a lot. We're stuck in our bathrobes, in our in-home studios. It's an isolation booth for real. But in those days, a decade or 8 years ago or so, we used to get to hear other people, and that was an education in itself. Well, there were as many different real people type reeds as there were real people. Over the years, the reed hasn't gone away. Fads come and go. I've seen a lot of fads. But the real person reed is very much around and thriving still. Being too much of an actor is frowned upon most of the time. When I get an audition in or get a job in where they say, we want this to be full of emotion, we want this to show enthusiasm, I always look at the script and say, yippee, I can act. A friend of mine who is an actress in Los Angeles said, golly, why did we spend all that money and all those years in college and getting all those degrees and taking all those workshops and studying with all those New York pros on learning how to be a good actor, and now everybody wants non-actors. But you know what? That time and money wasn't spent in vain, because we who are trained can act like real people. We're acting. It's another kind of an acting job. When you look at it that way, it takes on a different persona. It's not quite so depressing. When they say, I want a real person, I just put on my real person acting hat. Let's do some examples. The dry, flat reed. You can lose the weight you've always wanted to lose, and it'll only take you about 45 minutes a week, and you won't have to dread that birthday cake anymore. Do you hear how there's no pitch inflection? It's all one pitch. I'm talking all on one pitch. That gives it a disinterest. That gives it a certainly lack of emotion. Here's another example. I first noticed my husband was getting ill when he just wasn't himself anymore. He noticed it too. That was the saddest part. Feels very unnatural to me, because my natural way of speaking in real life is like I'm talking to you now, with interest and inflection. That's the real person, flat and usually slow-paced read. Here's one more example. So it was Saturday night and I was alone anyway, and Brad called and I said, would you like to come over? And he said, yeah, and so we did. And I ordered a pizza and we sat down and ate, and then all of a sudden I looked over at him and he was crying. I can't talk that way anymore. It's too dull. This is Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.